Hello, lovelies, and welcome to this special edition of the D Word Podcast. I'm sharing with you something special today. As you know, this is a bit of an introduction that is abnormal for the podcast, but I really wanted to get you in the zone before you listen. This podcast is a message for the collective that I was downloaded, not just in my own personal meditations over the beginning of this week until now, but I also downloaded and shared with the Facebook page, with our Facebook followers, our tribe over there. So if you aren't following us over there, hit up the links below and follow us. We do go live. I try to at least once a week. And then whenever I do get these downloads, like when spirit, the universe is pushing me to really deliver. And so that's what you got in this podcast, was our go live from that Facebook group, because this is a message for the collective. Now, you are going to hear some fluctuations in the audio. It's not my normal audio quality, and I want you to lean into that as well, because you will hear some crackles in the audio and some lagging with it. I did my best to delete, I did edit the podcast to get rid of some of like those big lags where it did cut in and out. But when it does, know that that's when I'm doing the highest level of channeling in those moments, trying to get the deepest inspiration, answering the questions that were asked by the Go Live group. Because when it's channeled, then we get that disruption with the audio. And so you'll hear my mic cut out. The video was cutting out as well on our Go Live. And that's how you know that the energy has shifted and it's giving and delivering the messages that you really need to lean into and pay attention to. So it is a long one, this podcast, but the overall energy of this is absolutely incredible, and I didn't want you folks to miss out on that. Head on over to the Facebook page, send me a message, pop me an email, hit me up at the website, deannabutcher.com, and let's get engaged with all of this. If you're receiving the same downloads, if you're a healer, intuitive, I'd love to talk to you. You know, let's talk about the shift we're having. So I'll let you guys enjoy the podcast, and we will talk to you guys very soon. Many blessings. Enjoy your message. We are in a big phase right now, you know, myself included, my clients. So I was wondering, why am I getting all of these downloads? Why do I need to share this information? What's it mean? And then why am I even experiencing a lot of this shift and this emotions, because these emotions, they're not mine. Like, I'm not feeling things that are mine, and I feel open and clear and receptive and amazing, and yet I'm still getting like these heavy feelings, and I don't know why. And so as I continue to reflect and dive deep within myself, it is becoming clearer as far as the messaging and why now it's all fitting together. Really, in essence, what I was able to finally download last night and even leading into my meditations this morning, we are going through a phase right now. And one, I think these are reoccurring phases that happen genuinely every year around this time. As the seasons are changing, as we're moving through new phases of development and growth and changes happening all over the world, there's so much going on. But right now, you know, we're also coming through a major dimensional shift of consciousness for the earth, for the world, for our collective. And when you're going through this shift, this collective shift, it can be very hard to navigate, and we don't always understand why. And right now, this is hitting us with our emotions. And, you know, other folks that I follow as well and people that I've learned a lot from are saying the same thing. Like, they're getting these downloads. They're getting these big transitions. So you're following, Victor Otto. He is talking a lot about this and even sharing his story in the last few days. And I urge you to listen to that as well, because these are things I resonated with, and I know you will as well. Victor Otto had posted for the 23rd of February, when that new moon began, and what this phase means and what the shift is doing and why we feel the way we do. And I was so resonated with that. And so when I added it to my playlist of things to listen to and to watch over the coming days, it was something that I had put off until last night. And I normally wouldn't have done that. I would have just said, what are we going to learn today? And when I'm moving through these phases, it was like, man, I had all these emotions. I didn't understand why.
Where are they coming from? Why do I feel like all of this shift is happening? And when is the big shift going to happen, right? Because we've been talking a lot about this, you know, collective consciousness and this raise in vibrational frequency and healing, and all the amazing things that are happening right now. And so Victor shared this, and even, you know, one of his companions as well, he works with quite a bit, has been talking about this for like 6 months now. Aaron Doughty is another fellow that I follow. You know, so there's a lot of folks and healers and intuitives and spiritual guides that we're all getting this information. And this is really why I'm doing what I'm doing and why it's so important for me to have shifted from doing what I was doing in the past to now doing this and sharing the messages and connecting and sharing my downloads, more importantly. So when I talk about downloads, for those of you who don't have this experience or understand what I'm talking about, when I transition and well, as I'm growing and evolving as both a person, but then as an energetic being where I want to be of love and compassion and healing and purpose and of service, right? I receive these what are called downloads. It's a prayer, a manifestation, a moment of clarity where I access information from the higher realms, from the higher beings, our spirit guides, my spirit team, angels, you know, the universe, and, you know, from loved ones on the other side as well, to share what's going on in our world and how we're going to navigate it, but then more importantly, how I'm meant to help. And not just that we're experiencing this, but you have a deep desire to change, to fix it, to make it right. And when we have that shift in our consciousness to say, now's the time, shit or get off the pot, this has to happen now, now we're beginning to feel a little anxious. It's not a comfortable state of being right now because we feel overwhelmed. And we're overwhelmed by our emotions and how we feel and how we're processing things, how triggers in our life, how our pasts are presenting themselves to us. We have a higher bouts of anxiety. And if you are struggling with depression, you could feel incredibly depressed right now. And I feel like this really started at the beginning of February. And as everything is, it's a phase. And I feel like this is going to continue at least for a few more days. So I feel like that's about the time where we're going to be able to like, breathe, right? Because of this phase we're all seemingly in. So if you're having difficulty in your relationships, if you're having difficulty with self-love, compassion, self-care, this is the time to expose those truths within you, lean into it, and say, all right, I'm listening. What do I need? Because this is at the point where we're rushing the gate to get on the plane that's going to take us to this new dimensional shift, this new dimensional, this new raise of consciousness. We're at the gate right now, but we can't take all that baggage with us. We got to choose what we're bringing forward. And you're not going to carry all the heavy shit. You're not going to carry all the trauma and all the negativity and all your triggers. You're not bringing that with you. Now is a time where we get to release. And for those of you who have been doing the work, you know, you as you guys know from following me, I spent a full year last year purging and cleansing and clearing and removal. And if you've been doing the same thing, right now, things are going to come flooding back, right? Inconsistencies. It's going to seem like an inconsistency in your growth, but it's not. This is not a setback. And, you know, this has been kind of a reoccurring theme that we've had. Even when we're talking about in our go lives in the last few weeks, you know, about when things happen to us, you know, things happen for a reason. And, you know, we are experiencing huge shifts. You know, the universe is kind of taking over and saying, you know, it's time. You know, and I'm talking about this, you know, in my transformation groups with the students. We're talking about this. You know, on the podcast and here in our go lives. And so this is an incredible time to shift right now. So how many of you that are listening, I haven't even been looking at the comments. So thank you for joining. I kind of went off, you know, on a tangent as I'm even, hopefully the connection is still clear, because even as I'm channeling, my microphone will kick off. I'll end up cutting the feed just with my own energy. So say hello and you know, tell me what you're experiencing. You know, do you resonate with this energy right now? Because, you know, at first I thought, well, you know, why am I going through all this? Because I dealt with all this, and it was stuff that I dealt with, and it really wasn't affecting me in the same way anymore, but it was coming up, and I'm like, well, why? Emotions can be really positive and uplifting, which we will feel and which you have felt, and that's where we want to be, right? As we know, with spiritual development and even navigating our lives as a human being, you can't always be high vibe. You're going to have to come down every once in a while. You're going to slip back. And it's not a setback. It's not a slip back. It's just simply being. And this is the overlap of a difference between this dimensional shift. So you've heard me talk about the 3D, 4D, and 5D in past. Not only just, I believe I did a podcast about it, but I did do a go live. So if you missed it, go back. And it was about maybe a month ago now. I did a go live. It's worth rewatching, because even this will make more sense to you now, especially if you hadn't heard of the dimensions before. That was kind of that little tidbit to get you intrigued. And then now if you rewatch it, you'll take more from it. Because right now we're going from that 3D to a 5D space, where things like health problems, mental health, stress, anxiety, depression, negativity, war, you know, all of ego doesn't exist there. And when we're in the overlap of these dimensions, face to face, front to back, like it's all here. It's just a frequency, like a radio. We're tuning in or we're turning down and we don't hear it, or we tune in and we're experiencing it. We are all tuning in. But right now, it's so fuzzy. It's like, we can hear it. We know it's there. We can feel it, and it feels good. But we can't hear it just yet. So we're tuning into that, so then it becomes from to now we're clear, we've arrived, this feels good. We're in the overlap right now, which is going to be frustrating as hell for so many people, because we've done the work. We're shifting. We're evolving. We're of a higher consciousness. We're treating our bodies better. Our minds are healthier. And we are understanding energy, that we're in control. Like, we're learning about all these things. And, you know, you guys have seen the transition of all the things that I've shared with you and that we're talking about on the Go Lives. Like, these are things that we're all experiencing at the same time. Well, and if I'm experiencing it and you're experiencing it, there's millions of people all over the world that are, and we're all doing it at the same time. This is a shift. And once that vibrational frequency, once we all kind of tune in and we can now figure it out, it's like we have to raise that vibration a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. We're turning that dial on the radio. We are soon to hear absolute clarity. When we reach that moment of clarity in this 5D space, and we talked about this in that last Go Live that we did a month ago, like I say, things like reoccurring problems, cycles, vicious cycles, negativity, disease, don't occur. And people are fearing that transition. We fear letting go. We fear leaving things behind. We fear leaving things behind, because we don't necessarily, unless you're, you know, channeling it, or you're learning from other people, such as, you know, myself or Victor Otto, because I've learned a lot from him and Aaron. I wouldn't have understood that unless my soul guided me to find that information. And that's why you're here. That's why you're taking my courses. That's why you're joining my workshops. That's why we're absorbing ourselves and learning right now, because we know it's something. We just don't know what to do with it, or how to tune it in, or how to tune it out so that we can evolve. And this is something, one, you know, I'm passionate about this shift. I knew last year that I was going to have to do something, and it had have to be quick. I had to teach. I had to be here to share my downloads, and I had to do it now, because there's people such as yourself and myself that are ready to shift. And so I'm getting this information, you know, myself, Victor, all, like everybody, many healers around the world are getting this information. And we're getting this just a few months before you are, so that we can guide you through it. And this is why we're here. We were put here to help people with this shift. You're here because your soul wanted to be a part of this magnificent time in our lives, the most magnificent shift that we've ever seen or experienced as human beings here on Earth. We're going to lean into how you feel and support how you feel. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm not here to, this isn't even about putting the fear of shifting into you, because it's not a fearful thing. This is a time where we can say, okay, I might be thinking something off right now, or something might be bothering me right now, but this is temporary, because there's going to be a reason why I'm experiencing this. And now, for the first time, we're really understanding why. So all the things that are going on in your life right now, our major theme of this phase, and like I say, I feel like this is going to go on until about the middle of March. It doesn't have to be bad, because I'm going to show you how to navigate through this. Our main themes, which is funny because I also partnered this with the workshops before I even received the download for this. So the workshops are going to be mint in this whole transitional shift. But, you know, our main phases, our main themes for this phase are about love. They're about purification. So that cleansing, new beginnings, which we've been waiting for. Right? We've been waiting for that to shift. That's why right now you're feeling high spikes of amazement and positivity and bright future. Like you're seeing through this thinness of the veil between this shift, you're seeing it. Sometimes you're hearing those woo, and then the odd time you'll hear like bliss. It's like, oh, I heard bliss. Love. I hear love. And now I'm getting excited about it. I want to learn more. I want to get closer. Now I have an eagerness to fine-tune that energy so I can tap into it and be present with it. And the closer we get to that, the further away we get from this other polarity. So if you think about this as a V in the road, right now, and this is how Victor describes it as well and how Aaron describes it, is that you have this, you know, it's like a fork in the road. You got everything is here. We're duality. This is everything, black and white, good and bad. You know, everything that we're experiencing here in the 3D, we're learning from. And as we're learning and we're having our subconscious minds and our ego and everything else is tuning in, it's all here. Now as we're shifting and we're pulling away, we're merging from a 3D reality, which will continue indefinitely, into this 5D way of being. The further we shift away, see how much further we are. If we are here and here, we're further away than we were down here, right? So the further away we get, we no longer are present with this dimensional way of being. And then we become fully immersed. It's like walking into the deep end of a pool. And this is going to be magnificent, a beautiful shift. We have to do the work to get there, and it's not going to necessarily be easy. And it's not that being in the 3D is going to mean you're left behind. But this is an opportunity for you to really have the life you want, because it's a choice. We have a choice right now. And the further away that 5D gets, the further away that the collective gets from the 3D, and if you remain here, which is fine, but you're going to have to do double the work to get there, you see? This is why there's such a desire right now to do this before it's really far away, because the work is so difficult. And if you could imagine, if this is, you know, 3 months of work versus 6 years of work, how many people do you think are going to give up between now and the 6 years, wondering when this time is going to come, right? And I feel like this is where we've been in the last, you know, even 10 years, saying, well, look, we shifted right back in 2012. We shifted from a 3D to a 4D reality. But we're still living in the 3D world because that's what we're closest to. So we moved into this 4D reality and shifted. But now there's a huge curve because the 5D is now present. We hung on to the 3D too long. 3D being the ego, the negativity, the learning, the lessons. Then coming into a 4D where time doesn't really matter anymore. We're happier. We don't necessarily have a lot of our health ailments. We don't struggle the same way we used to. We learn boundaries. In the 4D, we learned about compassion and self-care, spiritual connection, elevation in our ability to communicate with not just each other in a speaking way, to understand each other and feel each other, because that was the important shift. To move from the 3D to the 4D, we understood that we're all one. Not just on a concept, but you felt it. And even part of you even understood it in the last few years, man, I do experience people differently than I used to. More of us are empathic now. More of us have a message now. More of us see now than before. There's always been mediums and psychics and intuitives and empaths. It was huge. It's always been that way. There's always been people here within our humanity that have a knowing. But now, most of us as a collective have awakened. We just don't, like, we're rubbing our eyes or we're still waking up. And those of us on this 5D track, we woke up and now it's like, come on, wake up, wake up. We're your alarm clock saying, wake up, wake up. And then here to teach you so that the first thing you hear when you wake up is the life that you can have, the life that's available to you, the life that you deserve, that you were born for and brought into this time to experience for a reason. And I want you to sit with that for a second. You know, what is it now that when you're experiencing these emotions and you're feeling overwhelmed, let's lean in over the next couple of days. And you can connect with me too. Pop me messages. Tune in. Let me know what you're going through. Pop it in the comment section here. This is an opportunity for us to now change the way we receive that emotion. And some of the things, and I had done some research on this as well, so some of the things that we can say to reprogram that energetic space for us and how we perceive then our emotions and deal with it, we can meditate. We can bring in these new beginnings. As these new beginnings come, we're saying things more like, I go with the flow. I am cleansed and purified of my past. I'm happy. I'm abundant. Things come to me and flow to me easily. And then get the fuck out of your own way. The 3D, your subconscious mind, the 4D even, because we struggle with that, is holding you back because you're overthinking it. So step back. Get out of your way. Let yourself be. Be present. As you're awakening, you're not going to force yourself to get up and run a marathon. You need to wake up. You need to move forward. You need to take the time that's necessary to wake up and to move through that. And so for today, this was part of the idea of what we can do today during this phase. And it was to ask yourself, what are you doing when you feel like you're being overwhelmed? What are you doing about it? How are you helping yourself? How are you moving through it? And pay attention how you're moving through it, but more importantly, that you're moving through it, that you're not just pushing it under the rug, that you're not just saying, oh, I'm too busy to deal with that. We're leaning into our self-care and our emotions right now. And we're tapping into that higher self because it has all of our knowing. It has all of our energy. It has the story we wrote for ourselves of all of our lessons and blessings. It has the answers. And when you begin to tap in through meditation, through healing, through being able to calm the mind, remove yourself from the ego, all these things, then you begin to hear and see and feel more clearly. And then you can begin to tap into that higher self and understand the why. So for the next few days, you ask yourself when you feel overwhelmed, say, okay, I feel overwhelmed. What am I going to do about it? What can I do about it? And come from a stance of empowerment so it doesn't bring you down, but that you're leaning into it and experiencing it and allowing it to flow. So I see here that there are some comments. I'll go over here. Hazel says, where does it go, the 3D? I heard some people will stay in the 3D, whereas others are 5D. I don't feel like I'm moving forward, so I wonder if some of us aren't shifting. Yeah, good question. Again, it's a frequency, right? So the levels are there. It's not like all of a sudden the 3D is gone. It will continue indefinitely. Same with the 4D, the 5D. The science has measured 12 dimensions. So there's more for us to explore. But in this shift, some of us weren't meant to shift, right? And that's okay. This isn't a means of what is success and what's not, what is reaching your enlightenment, what's, you know, because you can be connected and understand your higher self. You can still have a spiritual aspect. You can still have the things that you do. You just experience things from a human three-dimensional atmosphere. So things like government, energy that's around you, all those things will still continue to exist. What we are seeing is that there's going to be more fear that's being brought to us in the 3D because we're shifting. They don't want, and I say they, it's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, like the big pharma, it's the government, it's these people, because the less control they have over us, you know, the more that we are here to pay into their agenda. And I know that sounds like conspiracy theory, but I know you guys will understand that. The 3D will continue to exist. The 4D, you can kind of still be in both worlds. It's just that the worlds are becoming further apart, right? And even as some of us do shift to the 5D, there's going to be a lot of people in our life that don't. So what happens then in that situation? We decide they're simply split ways. Sometimes it's a need to set boundaries with people too, right? But we just split ways. It's not that they pass away in our reality and we have to mourn them. Like, it's not like that. It's just they simply are on a different energetic frequency. And we can have the ability to tap in to still communicate with people. That's why when we're evolving and we already know, many of us are already in this 4D, 5D energy. And we've been this way since 2012. But we're existing in a 3D reality, which is why we're frustrated. Why we know we can do something, why we know we can have something, but it's just not coming, right? Because it's not necessarily meant for us here in the 3D, because for us to have that means we have to be in the 4 or 5D to receive it. Does that make sense? Because we're seeking something higher. Doesn't mean it's better. Not everybody's meant to shift. Because your soul is asking for a certain life lesson, is asking for a certain incarnation, is asking for something certain. Because there are many people in the 3D that are happy as fuck, right? It's not a big deal. But for those of us who have the desire and we have a, it's a knowing from birth, any of us will know for a very long time that we're needing to move, needing to shift, that there's something more, right? We're constantly looking for answers and clarity. Who are we, right? And it's not to say that people who aren't shifting aren't asking those questions, but a lot of the times they really don't care to know about the answers, right? They just, they're living, they're existing, they're high vibing, like, you know, they're going fine. And so there's not really going to be a suffrage per se. It's just different. Does that answer your question? I hope it does. What is the work? Hazel continues to ask. She says, do meditation do the progress, like mood stabilizers, medications. Sorry, I read that wrong. Do medications hinder the progress, like mood stabilizers, antidepressants? See, I have my own personal experience. Antidepressants, and from my experience, it wasn't good. It quietened. Now, this is not for everyone. Okay, that's why I don't bring it too much into the perspective. But what I will say about my own experience, so if this helps, in my experience, I was put on them because I was really struggling. And I believe, you know, because you've been quite a follower of me for a while, so you've probably heard me say, and even in my podcasts, you know, I had 2 suicide attempts in my early 20s before I had kids, and I was not in a good place, not mentally, not physically. I'd been abused. There were a lot of things that occurred for me from the time I was about 16, 17 until I was about 22, 23. And so I was not in a very good place. From the time I was about 14, I was on antidepressants, and it numbed me. It didn't allow me to tap into my higher anything. I didn't have my own thoughts. I was just simply numbed, and I didn't like that feeling. It wasn't like being drunk or high. It wasn't like that. It wasn't a good feeling. I simply did not exist. I didn't have my thoughts. For me, it could have even just been the specific medication or the specific dose I was on, but that was my experience. I felt that when I was off of them, I was happier. that I could actually see clear, but the difference for me was that I had to understand what all the chaos was. Because I was hearing voices, I thought I was batshit crazy. And I thought that there were so many things going on in my world, and I wasn't healing, I wasn't doing any of the work. And so even at that time, before I understood that I was a medium or any of that, because that didn't come till years later. And so at that time, I just felt within myself, it's like, look, why am I on this shit to begin with? I need to fix that first. And I didn't. I didn't fix it. I pushed under the rug. I acknowledged it. And I said, okay, well, these things have happened. I've been through this abuse. I was then through 4 miscarriages that I never, I acknowledged for sure, but I didn't heal from them. I carried that. Like, there were so many things that occurred in a very short period of time that for me to dive into that on an emotional level, at that time, I didn't have the tools or the equipped mentality to deal with it. And then I didn't. And I pushed it all away like it didn't exist so that I could just start fresh. And that if I was to go back or help anybody else through it, it's okay. I understand that I'm having a problem, either with depression or anxiety. Those things are normal experiences to the things that are going on around us. But why is it we're experiencing it? And this might not be your situation, or if you're talking about yourself or somebody else, or just a general question, but we need to understand why we feel the way we do. And I think that's also, it really taps into, which is a great question, because it really taps into why we're doing the work right now. Because when we feel things, that overcomes us in our physical world. There's really no escaping the way we feel, right? We can think things and just push it to the back of our mind, put it in our subconscious mind. We can shove that shit away. But if we don't deal with how we feel, and by the time it gets to us feeling the problems with anxiety, depression, and I've had that most of my life, and I can tell you now from managing it, from a spiritual perspective, it's night and day. And now when I do feel disempowered, or I feel negative, or I feel anxious, I say, okay, I'm starting to get that feeling again. All right, I'm going to allow myself to figure out, why do I feel that way? What is this supposed to be showing me? And we're not taught how to navigate our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. We're not. And I think sometimes, and it's not, I don't mean to say this from, necessarily a women's empowerment perspective, but I mean, I think it's honest to say it is, because we're taught that if we express our emotions, and even, the girls that, that I work with Luscious Hustle, they just did a podcast to this too early week that I really resonated with. We're taught not to express our emotions. We can't be angry. We can't share how sad we are. We can't be anxious. We have responsibilities. We're workers, we're mothers, right? We have to work like we don't have children, and have children like we don't work. Like, there's this understanding, like, it's asinine what we put ourselves through, and the societal things that are going on in society that are now becoming triggers for people, because try helping people remove that conditioning. That's why I'm doing the 8-week program, is because we have a lot of conditioning to remove, especially for women. And then men have their own conditioning, right? Where they can't feel their feelings at all because they have to be strong. They have, like, so they have their own perspective on this. But we're not allowed to be angry or be anxious. So what do we do with our feelings then? We bottle them up. Well, they get added to a shelf, and then we gain weight. We have problems. We have depression and anxiety. We got to release it somehow. The energy has to dispel somehow. We cry. We yell. But it's acceptable anymore. And so it's going against our natural ability to deal with. But do medications hinder the process? Mood stabilizers, antidepressants? I think there's certain situations where probably some people do need the moment to be able to slow themselves down a little bit, deal with some of that initial energy so that they can open up. I think it can work both ways for people. But I think the bigger question is to say, well, it's not necessarily the medication, it's our own blockages anyway. Because for myself on antidepressants. I was not in any position to think. I wasn't in any position to deal with what I was going through. So I think regardless of the medication, which I feel does create blockers in our energy, but it's still our mindset. Because we can truly do a lot of work with antidepressants, with medications. We can truly do a lot of work with them. But it means sometimes you have to be stronger than you realize, or that you strongly anticipate it, because you're kind of pushing up against something that's trying to inhibit those receptors of how you're supposed to feel, react, and think, right? I think the bigger thing is that it's our mindset is what's going to help us and heal us. And I mean, we already know that with our connection and our pineal gland and all these things that are calcifying our intuition and our guidance and our connection to God, the universe, the creator, our higher self, all these things are calcifying. That becomes calcified. Then we feel like we're alone. We're not heard. We don't know what to do. And then it just moves down through our body, right? Then we feel like our throats are clogged and we can't speak and we have throat problems and it's tension all the time. And carry that too, and then our hearts are heavy. We have anxiety and panic and even heart disease. All these things happen because it's calcifying the energy. It sits there, it pools and hardens. That's why the work is hard to do right now, because we're chipping away at the calcification and saying, look, let's uncover all this, because underneath all that shit is a human being that wants to strive, wants to survive, wants to thrive in the 3D, 4D, or 5D. We want to be validated. We want to be heard. We want to express love. We want to be love. And I think that's why in a lot of societies, and certainly in Western culture, you know, we're not comfortable with our bodies. We, you know, it kind of goes two different ways. So one being our divine feminine sexuality is hindered. Sex is a trigger problem, but yet we have all of, you know, the porn on, you know, on the internet. It's not showing us the perspective of purpose. You know, we don't have nude beaches and we're not comfortable with each other, you know, in the gym locker. You know, you go to Europe or Eastern countries, they're free with their bodies, they're comfortable, they're safe, they're not judgmental, they have a very different perspective than we do. And I think a lot of that love and appreciation of self was really stripped from us because it's taboo, and especially for women, it's taboo to be in touch with your femininity and your sexuality. And I know this is, again, is another tangent, but it's just, we're stripped of love and feeling because then we feel disgusted or should feel disgusted for tapping into that. There's names for people like that. And it's not supported. So then what do? Then it becomes even more dysfunctional because that's not right. And then we're hiding that too. And then that sexual being of ourselves is down our root, you know, our root chakras. So then our root chakras are all fucked up. And it's like, well, then our whole imbalance of our creation and why we're here in humanity is not the same. That's why we have problems with the divine masculine and feminine and men and women. Why women feel like we need to take control and power back. It's not about taking control over the man being. It's allowing us to take care of ourselves and control ourselves first. Being allowed to do that. And so there's so much that we are uncovering, and it's not as simple as depression or anxiety or the label that we're getting, right? Anyone else have any questions? I mean, I thank you guys for being so open to this discussion, because I know it's kind of one of those things that I've been gently easing in into on the channel, but I know we're going to get very woo and out there over the next few months. During this phase, because like medication, and it's also becoming normal that our society reaches out to things that numb us, right? Alcohol, drugs. Although, you know, I have a positive stance on marijuana, psilocybin, right? All of the, you know, the psychedelics, because there's a lot of healing that could take place there. You know, and I think just like anything, especially when it comes to cannabis, it's just like anything, you know, figure out why you're using it. If you're using it to dull yourself and remove yourself from your reality in a negative way where you're detaching from people or it overwhelms you or you can't keep a job, like just like anything else, there's a bigger problem than the cannabis. There's a bigger problem than the alcohol, because in the right hands, you know, it just, so we're uncovering a lot of those things right now. We're uncovering how we are handling our energy and our emotions. Because if you take away our ability to think, we're calcified, take away our voice, we don't have, we're not allowed to have an opinion anymore, because then somebody's got a really triggered opinion about it, and then the next thing you know, you're viral on the news because you said something stupid, and then now your heart chakra is all bent up because you can't express yourself. Then, you know, like all of these things are going wrong in our body, so then how do we express ourselves? How do we numb all that? Well, we use drugs, or we use painkillers, or we, like all these things. Because what else do we have left? And we don't understand that what we have left is our mind, and it's going to take some work. But once you get going on it, we can choose everything, all of it. All of it is a choice. Our pain, our struggle, our emotions, our illness, everything is a choice. And I know what it feels like to be in the helms of that hell and say, yeah, fuck, a choice. Do you think I chose this? Well, we did at some point. We didn't listen to our bodies. We didn't lean in. But our bodies were trying to tell us, pull back. We're experiencing the human design right now. We're living a human experience. That's part of the experience. But what we can do now is we have the tools and the knowledge to evolve and move forward. So we don't have to experience life in the same way. Because we can choose, not necessarily have something better, but you're going to feel like a better version of yourself. Because there's no measurement in this dimension of what is really good and what's bad. Like, it's just, it just simply is. And it's for the common collective. It's for the common good, which is peace, love, happiness, purity. So I guess you could say it's a positive, not a negative thing. But when we do have that love, there's things that we do experience. Because to get to that feeling of love, we also have to understand in our human experience, loss, heartache. We do have to have that polarity in the 3D, because we have to understand that's what our souls wanted. We had to learn what it was like to, you know, have pain and disease and mental stress and all these things. We had to learn poverty. We had to learn all of these things, whatever your soul wanted to learn here. We needed the 3D to do that. And now as we evolve, we say, okay, I learned the lessons. There's a difference between you just having enough. I'm sick of this shit. I'm moving up. Right? You can't just pack your shit and knock on the door and say, I'm moving in. You got to do the work to get there, right? And ultimately, in what I say, and you guys are here for a reason, right? Because that door doesn't present itself to people that aren't ready to hear this. People who aren't ready to hear this won't even know I did a go live. Won't even know who I am. And that, you know, won't know who Victor Otto is. Won't know who, you know, these other people are. Because they're not meant to see it yet. It won't exist in their world because they're not meant to see it. So they're going to see other things instead. Doesn't mean it's good or bad. They just won't see it. And so sometimes because of the work that we're having to do, we're saying, and someone mentioned this earlier, I don't feel like I'm moving ahead. You are, because you're seeing things like this. You're testing your water. You're putting, you know, you're putting your toe in the water to see what is life? Who am I? What do I want? There's no measurement of how, there's not, it's a one step. No matter if you take a step or a tiptoe or a leap, you're still moving forward. It doesn't matter how far or how fast you go. Everybody's going to be different depending on our experiences here we had in the 3D. So you're still moving forward, I guarantee it. And there'll be things that you're moving through at your own pace, and take your pace. Doesn't mean you're being left behind. Not behind. I don't want to say that either. You know, you certainly don't have to fear that, because there's going to be more that unveils for you, right? So no, it really is beautiful. Let's see here. Oh, there's more here. He just says, boom. Jasmine says, hi. Hello, my dear. Yes, you're very welcome, Hazel. All right. Perfect. Oh my gosh, it's 30. Okay, well, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I need to prepare for it too. But I did want to come in and say hello and deliver this message that I received and this download that I had. And so thank you guys so much. I feel you all, and I appreciate all of, you know, certainly everything that you're doing here, but being a part of this and listening to the message, this is all you do. And so I appreciate that your souls brought you here, that you're part of my experience of being here, because what would I be doing if I didn't have you guys to help, to move through, to talk to resonate with? You're my tribe. So I appreciate it. And, you know, I can see us all growing and thriving this year, right? We talked about that already in the past, you know, where we are moving forward. And I, for all of this, you know, and like I say, this is a time where you might be feeling overwhelmed. You might feel in despair if you're not moving forward. But lean into that, you're not. And if you need extra help, let me know, right? There's things that I can, you know, and if I can't help you, I know dozens of beautiful people all over that can help you, okay? So if there's something you're not resonating with in myself, but you still have questions, like whatever, like, you know, this is about you and about shifting. And so let me know what you need. That being said, we're going to talk more about this, not just this download, but we will be talking about this in the 3 webinars, which was so funny how it all has come together. I knew I had to put out these webinars. I knew that I was going to, right? But I didn't know the full extent as to why. Spirit said, create it. So I'm like, all right, I'll create it. I'll maybe figure out why later, but I'll create it. And so, you know, this one here on Saturday, it's from 1 until 2:30. But if you do register for it, then you'll get the replay sent to your email. So even if you don't get to catch it, then you'll still get the opportunity there to tune in, right, and to see it. So it's not necessarily that we're going to transform you in 30 days and you're going to be from 3D to 5D in 30 days. It's not about that. It's about giving you the tools, those thoughts, the means to process yourself over the next 30 days so that you can begin to get some traction. So for many of you, you've already done some of this work. For some of you, it's going to be new and it's going to be like, okay, I've got 30 days to just learn, to absorb what's possible, right? And say, I'm ready. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I spread them out over a couple of weeks so that we can take one energy, spend some time and work with it, come in and learn something new in 2 more weeks, play with that energy. And by that end of the, by the end of the next month, we'll have hope, a feeling of expression and purity and understanding, and then camaraderie amongst the tribe, right? Because you'll be in connection with other people that are wanting to join the webinar. So if you want any information on the webinars themselves or how you can register, you can go to my website, deannabutcher.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-A, butcher.com. And or you can pop me a private message here on Facebook and I can set you up. What I'm doing for these is because these will be 90-minute webinars. So they are $44 each, or if you want all three, you can save 25%, and they're $99 for all three. And you will get the replay as well, so you will get the recording of the webinars, and they're all live, so we're not going to be pre-recording, or you're not going to be watching a generic webinar. It's going to be in tune with what it is that you guys want and what you want to see and learn. So also have an opportunity to ask questions as well. So there'll be a live Q&A at the end of each. Yeah, so I absolutely love the energy that is today. And I can't wait to explore more of this with you. So thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys all very soon. Love and blessings to all of you. And if you need anything, reach out. I'm always here. Take care, guys. Many blessings.
Do you feel disconnected, discouraged, and downright lost when it comes to your life? You're not alone. We feel this way when we know that change is needed, but we just don't know where to start or even how. I've helped thousands of lovelies over the years overcome their challenges and live their best lives. Now you can too in my easy-to-access spiritual development coaching programs. or when you feel off your path taking the scenic route, well, because life happens. Be it a separation, divorce, fight with a family, job or career change, whatever it is that has you off in the brambles, I'm going to get you back on path in our 3-week reboot program. This will have you understanding the why of it all. We're going to heal from it and get you quickly back on your spiritual path to balance, peace, and success. If this sounds like you, book your free, no obligation, 1-hour discovery call, and we will see if this program is for you. You can find your link in the show notes below to book now. I look forward to hearing from you, love.